Our scripture reading continues in the book of Numbers to chapter 35. I'll be reading the whole chapter. You'll find it on page 181 in your pew Bible. Now, we're looking ahead to life in the promised land in Canaan, and there's regulations for ordering it. At the beginning of the chapter, we see provision for the material well-being of the priests, those who serve God full-time. And likewise today, ministers in the church are to be enabled to give their labors to the work of the church and are provided for. We see the same thing going on with the Levites. Now, the real issue in this chapter, though, has to do with bloodshed in the land. The last verse is going to say, I dwell in this land, therefore it cannot be be spoiled by blood. And God opposes murder, and that is the purpose for which we have the death penalty. Now, whatever people may think of the death penalty today, there are many Christians who consider it immoral. That cannot be the case, because it is God who orders a death penalty here in the case of intended murder. Because human life is so valuable, there should not be blood spilled on the land. When there is, the only recompense could be blood. Now, the idea is to decrease this, to fight against murder by means of the severity of punishment. I think it has been shown in history that it does have that effect. Now, you also have in this chapter provisions for jurisprudence. There's a lot of language as I read it. It sounds legalistic. Yes, because it's a law code. And one of the things being shown here is there's to be process. There's to be rights of the accused. There's to be a good procedure for handling witnesses. A lot of the jurisprudence that informs our society comes from the Bible. And from the examples here for legal process, care for justice. Now, one particular concern here is for someone who kills another person without intent. And there's some regulations around what proves intent and what does not. Because God's provision is that when someone was killed, there would be an avenger of blood, someone from their family who would have the job of taking the life of the murderer. But what when it's not clear that it's murder? Well, in that case, he makes provision for six cities of refuge. And the person is to be allowed to flee there. He doesn't just flee there. He's allowed to flee there when he's taken a life, but not intentionally. And while he lives in the city of refuge, he is not to be slain by the avenger of blood. And so here God is regularizing a legal procedure to preserve life. And because the taking of life is opposed to his presence, and therefore he's going to minimize it. Now, of course, this is also looking forward to Jesus Christ. In all of these things, God is embedding the logic of the gospel in Israel. Who's the avenger of death? It's the law of God. Who are the sinners? We are. And we're able to flee to a city of refuge. Who is that? The refuge is Christ. And just as they were only in refuge when they stayed in that city, so too must we remain in Christ. But through faith, we are sure to do so. In Christ, he is our city of refuge. The avenger law of God will not be able to slay us. We are safe in him. With these things in mind, let us give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Numbers 35. The Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, command the people of Israel to give to the Levites some of the inheritance of their possessions as cities for them to dwell in. And you shall give to the Levites pasture lands around the cities. The cities shall be theirs to dwell in, and their pasture lands shall be for their cattle and for their livestock and for all their beasts. The pasture lands of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city outward 1,000 cubits all around. And you shall measure outside the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, on the south side 2,000 cubits, on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, the city being in the middle. This shall belong to them as pasture land for their cities. The cities that you give to the Levites shall be the six cities of refuge, where you shall permit the manslayer to flee. And in addition to them, you shall give 42 cities. All the cities that you give to the Levites shall be 48 with their pasture lands. And as for the cities that you shall give them from the possession of the people of Israel, from the larger tribes, you shall take many, and from the smaller tribes, you shall take few, each in proportion to the inheritance that it inherits, shall give of its cities to the Levites. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, When you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall select cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person without intent may flee there. The city shall be for you a refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer may not die until he stands before the congregation for judgment. And the cities that you give shall be your six cities of refuge. You shall give three cities beyond the Jordan and three cities in the land of Canaan to be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be for refuge for the people of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills any person without intent may flee there. But if he struck him down with an iron object so that he died, he's a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. And if he struck him down with a stone tool that could cause death and he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. Or if he struck him down with a wooden tool that could cause death and he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. The avenger of blood shall himself put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he shall put him to death. And if he pushed him out of hatred or hurled something at him, lying in wait so that he died, or in enmity struck him down with his hand so that he died, then he who struck the blow shall be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. But if he pushed him suddenly without enmity or hurled anything on him without lying in wait or used a stone that could cause death and without seeing him dropped it on him so that he died, though he was not his enemy and did not seek his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the manslayer and the avenger of blood in accordance with these rules. And the congregation shall rescue the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to his city of refuge to which he had fled, and he shall live in it until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the manslayer shall at any time go beyond the boundaries of his city of refuge to which he fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the boundaries of his city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, he shall not be guilty of blood. For he must remain in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the manslayer may return to the land of his possession. And these things shall be for a statute and rule for you throughout your generations and all your dwelling places. If anyone kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the evidence of witnesses. But no person shall be put to death on the testimony of one witness. Moreover, you shall accept no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall be put to death. And you shall accept no ransom for him who has fled to his city of refuge, that he may return to dwell in the land before the death of the high priest. You shall not pollute the land in which you live, for blood pollutes the land, and no atonement can be made for the land, for the blood that is shed in it, except by the blood of the one who shed it. You shall not defile the land in which you live, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell in the midst of the people of Israel. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.